We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Our next guest wears many hats. The two hats I'd like him to wear for the purpose of this interview are as a Deshaun Watson insider and as an Andrew Filippone insider. Mike Meltzer, who has been the beacon, the shining light of the Houston sports scene for about the last, 10 years or so?
Yeah, I'd say about the last 10 years, indeed.
Okay. How do you feel about those titles I've bestowed upon you? Do you feel confident in being the Deshaun Watson insider and the Andrew Filippone insider?
I feel like, The Watson, I think I have a good sense of what might be going on in Houston with Watson, although I'm not like part of his camp. As far as you go, I would say somewhat, although you and I haven't spoken like on a personal level in a couple of months, but I'd say for the last 15 years, generally. Yeah.
What is your, do you have a quintessential Andrew Filippone story that you like to tell people?
All right, you're going to have to let me think about that as you ask me some other questions. Let me ponder.
Craig, are you hearing this?
Hearing and recording.
Thank you. Quintessential story. Do you remember how did we meet each other?
Oh, I have a quick story. I don't know if this is quintessential you or me, but you and I, we had a trip our senior year of college to Tampa.
Yes.
Where we watched Syracuse lose to South Florida in basketball.
Yes, we did.
Thundome, I think it was called.
Yep.
But anyway, like the night before, you and I had gone to a Tampa Bay Lightning game. We left our third person in the hotel room because he was devastated because a girl like rejected him.
But hold on. Let's get to that. Yep. We'll continue the story in a second. So let me just fill in a couple of blanks here. So the student radio station at Syracuse actually paid for us to go down to Tampa. That's the way it worked there, to cover a Big East basketball game. And there were three of us. And one of the guys was devastated by a girl that wasn't even his girlfriend. He was trying to persuade her to enter into some kind of romantic relationship with him. And it never got off the ground. But he was so saddened by it that he would not attend a Montreal Canadiens Tampa Bay Lightning game with us, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, you laid out the story a lot better than I did. Okay. So you and I go to the game. It remains to this day, sorry to your audience, the only NHL game I've ever attended. I really enjoyed it. I think you and I both had ice cream, which was very good, I remember. I think like Kovalchuk or somebody scored, or like one of the Russian guys. And then
you can say that as a Russian. You are Russian, of Russian descent.
I am Russian.
You speak Russian.
Yeah, I speak Russian. I was born there, the whole thing. Yep. So after the game, I think you and I stopped by like some weird sports bar.
Yeah, we went to Dave Anderchuk's bar, and we had wings and beer. Yeah, that was quite the evening. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, we had a good time, and then Uber was not around at this time, so I think we were like getting around by with cabs, and at that point we were on a per diem from the student radio station.
Yep.
Everything else was out of pocket, right?
Uh-huh.
So you and I had the brilliant idea. We were like, you know what? Let's just walk back to the hotel. And so we walk back to the hotel, but this basically ends in us going like through underpasses on freeways in Tampa. It was like nobody in their right mind would walk back through the route that we took back to that hotel.
It was dangerous. It was at night.
Yeah.
We weren't on sidewalks. We weren't always in the best neighborhoods. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. I like that story.
I can't believe we actually did that.
Craig,
do
you like that one?
Yeah, I mean, we've heard some really good Andrew Filippone stories, and we've never heard that one.
Hey,
so
Mike, you know what story I told on the air for the first time about a week ago? Remember that?
I'm intrigued.
Remember that girl senior year who transferred to Syracuse to hang out with me, and then the second we hung out once, and then the second time I went to hang out with her, and I completely ghosted her and tried to never talk to her again.
This is the first I have ever heard.
No, it's not.
No,
it's not.
No. Who? Someone transferred to a different college to hang out with
UMass. UMass Amherst, to Syracuse.
I swear to you, okay, I swear to you on my life that either this is the first time I'm hearing of this or I've completely forgotten it, which I don't think I forget something like that.
No, it's true, though.
I'm a huge fan of yours, but, like, I don't know who the hell in their right mind would transfer to another school to hang out with you.
I know. Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy. What? Okay, so speaking of crazy, what's to this Watson thing? I told people, this is how I set up this interview with you, because I was on this kick yesterday with him being available and the cap hit being so low for 2021 and the Roethlisberger situation. And I brought you on and I prefaced the interview this way. I said, Mike Meltzer is either going to tell me things that cause me to obsess about Deshaun Watson and the Steelers trading for him for months, and I'm not going to be able to stop talking about it, so be prepared. Yeah. Or you're going to tell me things that just nip this in the bud now, and I won't waste any more time on it, you know, the rest of the way. So do you think it's – I mean, do you think it's possible? Do you think he could get traded to the Steelers?
I think he could get traded. I think the Steelers are not in the best position to get a deal done because ultimately, Andrew, if the Texans are going to cross the Rubicon and trade Deshaun Watson, what they have to get back is either a quarterback or a very clear pathway to get a quarterback. So that's very few teams, I think, that fit in that category, although I don't know what the trade packages are like. But the Jets, Miami, if the Chargers ever wanted to trade Herbert for him, if they had any interest, like, those teams would provide pathways.
So you're talking about, like, getting – so you're talking about, like, somebody like Sam Darnold being included in the deal to give the Texans somebody that could step in and play quarterback right away with the draft picks too? That's what you're telling me?
But really, Andrew, with the picks, I think having, like, the number two pick or the number three pick overall.
Okay.
I know that would include Sua, which is a little bit different. But, yeah, like, they would need to find some kind of pathway to get their next quarterback in any possible Deshaun
Okay,
Watson.
Well, what if Watson said to them, I want to play for the Steelers? That's the team I really want to get traded to. What would happen in that scenario?
If it was the only team, here's how I would play this, and I was on SiriusXM last night, and this was my argument.
Okay, hold on. Shameless plug for yourself. But if you're going to throw it out there, what time were you on?
I was on midnight to 2 a.m. Central Time because George Reister, who was out in Los Angeles, had a windstorm at his house. And so I was called upon like a late-inning reliever, basically.
What channel?
Mad Dog Sports Radio.
Does Chris Russo know who you are?
Chris knows who I am because I worked for the channel about 10, 11 years ago. So I
Does he like you?
My name, yes. I'm sure he is fine with me. I don't think he was awake listening last night, but sure.
So you just have to go in there in an emergency situation, and your take was, if Watson in his trade demand says trade me to this team, then what should Houston do?
Then Houston, I would say no. And I don't know what the people like the Andrew Grants of the world think about this, but I would never trade Deshaun Watson. Like that.
Well, yeah, I get you wouldn't do that, but you also have a read on the nincompoops that are running the Texans, and you know, do you think they will?
I don't know, because part of me wonders if this, Andrew, is a power play by the Watson camp and that they're upset with Cal McNair, and they might also view Cal McNair as a bit of a pushover or a mark.
And he's the owner, right? He's the owner of the team?
And he's the owner.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the owner of the team. Now, they have a new GM, Nick Caserio, who I think is like an actual personnel guy, which they haven't had in quite some time in Houston. But, yeah, I would not trade Deshaun Watson for me. And I don't actually see how this is arguable. If I can't get the right package for Watson, I would let him sit out for a year, be really bad, get a top pick, and then trade him next offseason. Like, I don't see the argument against that unless you happen to love what the Jets or the Dolphins or somebody else is offering. That's where I'm
Now, have you been told by anybody that they would get into a staring contest? Like, if Watson said, fine, I'm not going to play for you guys ever again, and they said, okay, fine, there's no trade partner, sorry, then you think that they might just let him sit there?
I don't know if they have the guts to do that, but if I were running the organization, I would. Now, before it got to that point, I think you pull out all the stops to make Watson happy, whether it's the owner apologizing, showing up at his house.
Apologizing for what?
The head coach. Say that again, Andrew.
You said apologize for what? What does Deshaun Watson, what kind of apology does he need, Mike?
I guess an apology if he feels like they lied to him about keeping him in the know about the GM search,
okay,
and anything else that has gone on here the last couple of months or the last year and a half. Like, this is the kind of player, Pony, that if the price to keep Deshaun Watson was hire Eric Bieniemy and keep the Texans' previous OC, Tim Kelly, I would do that. Like, I would actually make those kind of moves to keep this player because that's how special
I agree.
I think he's Deshaun Watson is.
I agree. I think he's one of the three or four best quarterbacks in the league. Now, Craig, tell Mike what Orlovsky. You like Orlovsky, Mike? You like him?
I like him, but I hated what he said on TV on Monday.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Okay, so Craig, tell Mike what happened with Watson. Give Mike the gist of what Orlovsky did.
Orlovsky basically said on television, right,
that
what is taking place in Houston to get to this point isn't something he could even describe on television.
That's how bad it is.
Yep, it's so bad he couldn't say it on TV.
Well, I don't know what you guys think about that, and you tell me what you think, but I felt like that was irresponsible to go on television with, because you can't like lay the foundation of, oh, this is so bad, and it's so bad I can't even tell you what it actually is. And what bothered me,
and
guys,
this is the same network, and this is the same network that, you know, good job by them, is reporting about a baseball personnel man sending pictures of a bulge in his groin area. So, like, you know, you're comfortable putting those details out there, but you can't have one of your analysts tell us what the hell is going on with the Houston Texans. I didn't get that.
Yeah, I don't get that either. And what really bothered me is that, like, okay, there seems to be a desperation by the national media to get Deshaun Watson out of Houston fine, to get J.J. Watt out of Houston fine. Like, you realize that they're going to employ 53 guys on this team in 2021 no matter what. So why is it okay for Tua Tagovailoa or Justin Fields or Sam Darnold or somebody else to play for the Texans, but it's not okay for Deshaun? Like, because people nationally don't care about Tua, so he can suffer through a bad.
So you think Orlovsky pretty much just made that up? You don't know of anything that actually backs up that?
I don't know if he made it up, because that would be a real accusation on my part. I just thought it was irresponsible, and it didn't really make sense in context of, like, okay, well, what about the other players on this team?
Okay.
Like, I don't know what could have gone on that was so bad that would lead to that commentary from Dan.
Mike Meltzer, Deshaun Watson insider, also an Andrew Filippone insider, joining us from Houston here on The Fan. Well, since I have you, one thing that Steelers fans like to do is romanticize about the idea of every Watt sibling playing here.
Yeah.
So would you like to throw, you know, some cold water on that idea as well?
No, I think it makes a lot of sense. I don't think JJ is the same player. I don't think the Steelers would behoove them to pay him what he might be owed next season, which is $17.5 million. But yeah, if you throw a second or third round pick, I think an aging veteran like this sometimes in a new situation gets like a fountain of youth.
But like with the Texans, I don't know how it exactly works with the salary cap now, Mike, but could, like, in order to get that pick, could the Texans pretty much pay almost his entire salary? Like, take the entire cap hit?
They could if they wanted to. I don't think that they would. I don't think that they're so low in leverage they would need to do that, because JJ has one of those, like, hey, his deal is in the last year. All the guaranteed money has been paid out. This last year is completely non-guaranteed, so it's super easy to trade. If they wanted to pay some amount to get the draft pick higher, I think that might be worth it to them. But I don't think they're going to pay like half of the 17.5 they did with that idiotic Clowney trade.
Yeah. Do you think that J.J. Watt would take a massive pay cut to play for the Steelers just to do the whole thing with his brothers?
I think he would have some real interest in playing there and playing for a winning franchise. Although I have to admit candidly, like, I'd be a little bit nervous if I was JJ about Ben and what next season is going to look like. I would say, yes, he would take a pay cut. I don't think he's going to pay, you know, play for like $2 or $3 million.
Okay.
I think I'll just throw out some numbers, like a $7 to $12 million range.
No,
like somewhere in there.
Craig, the Steelers can't make that work. In part because they're giving friggin' Derek $3 million a year, Mike.
Yeah. How is that a contract? Like, that's like a Texans contract. That's like the Texans paying AJ McCarron for no reason $4 million. That's absurd.
Yeah, it is. All right, so I think you got your Andrew Filippone story. And anything else spring to mind during this conversation?
No. I think that was really about it. I think you're a good human being, obviously, and we had a great time in Tampa despite taking a very dangerous route back to the hotel.
All right. Mike Meltzer, Deshaun Watson Insider. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. And say hello to Amanda as well. I hope you guys are doing well.
We are, Mike. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Excellent.
Mike Meltzer.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.